Okay, so our interview, as I've said, is with Dr. Skidmore this evening, and he's now up to $21 trillion. We were at $18 trillion, and then he found another trillion, so we went to $19 trillion, and then he found two more trillion. He just keeps finding missing money. Again, this is all at DOD and HUD. So we're now up to $21 trillion, and as I said, that's an important figure because it's more than the total outstanding debt. Everyone keeps asking me, well, what's the real cash number? There's no way to know. If an organization doesn't produce audited financial statements as required by law, and you can't trust the books, and there's clearly spending occurring that is not in, I mean, compliance with the Constitution means that you can prove in transparent accounts that you've only spent what was appropriated or approved by the Congress, right? Okay, well, if your current undocumented blood adjustments is more than three times or approximately three times your entire budget for the period 1998 to 2015, you're not functioning in accordance to the law. And if you haven't produced audited financial statements, you're not functioning in accordance to law. So let me just read it to you again. Section 9, Article 1, Clause 7, that's the appropriation clause from the U.S. Constitution. No money shall be drawn from the Treasury but in consequence of appropriations made by law and a regular statement of account of the receipts and expenditures of all public money shall be published from time to time. So to say that we're out of compliance, we are way out of compliance. And again, what I keep telling you is crime that pays is crime that stays. If people can finance whatever they want with impunity outside the law, then they're going to be free to run everything. So your policies are not going to be set by any kind of governance process. They're going to be set by the people who control the money.